I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page. The death toll from record-shattering cold across the United States has risen to at least 21. Several of the victims are homeless people who froze to death. Frigid temperatures are beginning to ease after the blast of Arctic air enveloped swaths of the Midwest, Northeast, and even Deep South. Around the world, at least 13 people have been killed and another 30 wounded in a suicide attack on a police station in Baghdad. The bombing comes as the Iraqi government is preparing for an offensive to retake the city of Fallujah from Sunni militants. The fall of Fallujah has stunned U.S. Marines, to whom the battle that won Fallujah was more important than any other in the Iraq or Afghanistan wars. In Syria, anti-government rebels have forced an al-Qaeda-linked group to withdraw from its base in the northern city of Aleppo. And separately, the Syrian government says rebels have attacked a pair of storage sites for the regime's chemical weapons stockpile. The news comes days after the first shipment of weapons was loaded onto a ship to begin the disarmament process agreed to last year. The Obama administration has launched an internal investigation of a drone strike that reportedly killed 12 people in Yemen last month. The victims were on their way to a wedding when they were apparently mistaken for an al-Qaeda convoy. NBC News reports the strike was carried out by a Joint Special Operations Commander, JSOC. The White House probe comes after the human rights group Reprieve released new video showing the victims' burned corpses lined up on the ground for burial. In a statement, Reprieve said, "In bombing a wedding, the U.S. government has demonstrated that they either don't know or don't care who they're targeting. As a result, 12 innocent lives have been lost and many more destroyed. We can only hope the internal investigation is robust and that it results in needed policy change and reparation for those affected. But as you've heard on this program, drone testing in the U.S. is about to begin, so there could be a drone strike in your future wedding. Something to look forward to. Your Uncle Sam may be making a surprise appearance." A political controversy surrounding New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has grown into a scandal after it emerged atop a deliberately ordered traffic delays to exact political revenge. That story is all over the lamestream media, but let's hope there's a class action suit, people of the greater New York City area, against the administration of Chris Christie for how many billions of dollars in lost productivity? Countless. The White House is continuing to face questions over a new memoir from former Defense Secretary Robert Gates that criticizes President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Gates writes that Obama never believed in his own policy of escalating the Afghanistan war with a surge of 30,000 troops. However, polls show that a strong majority of Americans didn't believe in the surge or in the war in Afghanistan, which puts Gates out on the fringe along with the rest of the military industry and surveillance community. More than 100 people in New York, including 80 retired police officers and firefighters, New York City's finest, have been charged in a suspected disability scam dating back over two decades. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance says the accused made false disability claims, bilking taxpayers out of some $400 million. At least two people have died in a U.S. Navy plane crash off the coast of Virginia. The Navy says the helicopter was on a training mission when it crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. Two of the three survivors are in stable condition, while another is missing. The crash comes one day after four U.S. service members died in a helicopter crash in England. And finally, as President Obama struggles between the gun held to his head by the U.S. intelligence community and calls for freedom from surveillance tyranny by the U.S. government, he is said, by the lamestream media, to be charting a so-called middle course in a hopeless attempt to please everyone. Well, that's enough for this Day Page. Find all the others at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb Mornings, heard on the Liberty Radio Network, and I do hope you'll join me again the next time for another Day Page.